Ghost Corps. The Prayer Rug of Nana Sahib. A story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. While on the trail of a mysterious prayer rug stolen from him by Ram Dass, high priest of the forbidden city of Kundra in the Himalaya Mountains, K.C. Smith, operative of the Ghost Corps, with Ali, his Arab companion and assistant, is captured and confined in a dungeon in the forbidden city. K.C. overhears Ram Dass plotting to poison Lakshmini, Rani of Kundra, and proclaim himself Raja. K.C. prevents the Rani from drinking the poison and upsets Ram Dass' plans. To escape the vengeance of Lakshmini, Ram Dass flees from the city, taking with him the prayer rug, and makes for the legendary buried treasure. With K.C., Ali, and Dola Rao, her chief of rifles, Lakshmini follows, riding at the head of her mounted hillmen.
He's no more than an hour ahead of us, Dola Rao.
Aye, and 'tis enough. He and his dogs ride with speed for a definite spot known to Ram Dass. We follow his trail and must ride slowly.
Slowly, Dola Rao. We ride as though Shaitan himself were at our heels. And in this darkness, I cannot see the man who rides before me.
Your mountain trails aren't made for fast night riding, Dola Rao.
For us who know them, Qazi Sahib, there is little danger.
I was thinking of Lakshmini.
You need not fear for her, my friend. She has ridden our hills and valleys since childhood.
Nevertheless, Dola Rao, we should have waited until daybreak. The trail would have been more easily followed.
Nay, Lakshmini, daybreak, as the Sahib said, would have been too late. It is what Ram Dass would have had us do.
Right. But your men ride as though they had a definite idea of where we're going.
There are only two ways by which the valley of Kundra may be entered or left. The rugged trail by which you came some hours ago, and upon which no horse could find footing. And the other which we now ride through the valley. Presently we will arrive at a spot where the road divides.
You'll split your troop there?
Nay. Ram Dass will not take the road to the east.
But you speak with much assurance, Habib.
Hey, no man rides the road to the west knowingly. It leads to the Cave of 1,000 Winds and death.
The Cave of 1,000 Winds, eh? What sort of place is it?
A place of evil, Qazi Sahib. It is a meeting ground of those spirits confined to the house of Shaitan. One hears their voices in the wind.
Cabra Caro.
The divide, Dola Rao.
If Ram Dass were alone, he would ride to the caves. He is the only man with the temerity to do so. But with his men, nay, they would not follow him. We take the trail to the east.
You say no one ever rides to those caves knowingly?
None, Sahib. Ride on, men, to the east.
Wait a minute.
Caro! Halt!
Let's have a close look at both trails. I'll wager you'll find no tracks on the one to the east.
Ram Dass' men would not follow him to the Cave of 1,000 Winds, Qazi Sahib, and he would not go alone.
Nevertheless, let's have a look. Men will do much for gold, Lakshmini. Come on, Dola Rao. Look here, friend. Which way do these tracks turn?
By Rama. Thou art right, Qazi Sahib.
Well, Dola Rao?
They have taken the road to the Cave of 1,000 Winds, Lakshmini. They ride where none dare to follow.
Dola Rao fears to ride where Ram Dass leads.
But the Cave of 1,000 Winds, Sahib, it is a sinister place.
Then you and your men return to Kundra, or remain here. Ali and I follow Ram Dass.
Thou art a brave man, Qazi Sahib.
Here, Ali. Bring my horse.
By the gods of Kundra, no man may say that Dola Rao fears to ride with brave men. Lakshmini, return to Kundra with the rifles. I ride with Sahib and Ali.
And I, Dola Rao. Men of Kundra, are the rifles of Lakshmini children and cowards? Do they fear to follow their Rani? Come, friends. We ride to the Cave of 1,000 Winds.
Right. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
What now, Dolo Rao?
The Cave of a Thousand Winds, a short ride beyond that rocky hill. I suggest we establish camp here and send scouts ahead to learn if the road is clear.
All right. I don't suppose we can attack Ram Dass before daylight. The main thing is to locate him and be ready to surprise him.
Dismount, men. Place the Rani's tent there by the cliff, away from the trail.
I'm going ahead, Dolo Rao, to scout out the trail.
And I, Kasi, ride with you.
All right. We'll be back as soon as we've had a look at the country ahead.
I shall send one of my men with you. You are not acquainted with our hills. Chandra.
Here, Isolda.
Ride with the Sahibs. Be careful, Kasi Sahib. Do not enter the caves. None who have done so have ever returned.
Don't worry. Ali, you and Chandra get your horses and bring mine.
Aye, Habib.
If you have not returned 2 hours before dawn, Sahib, we shall come.
You're not going to lead Lakshmini into this.
Nay, Sahib. She will be left here asleep in her tent, well protected.
Good. Well, we'll get back as soon as possible.
Your horse, Kasi.
Listen, Dolo Rao. I've a hunch we'll find your treasure, if there is one, buried in or near those caves. Nana Sahib, playing on the superstitions of his people, likely concealed it there, knowing it'd be safe, that none would go there to seek it.
Mayhap the Sahib is right.
I know I'm right. It's the logical thing to do, and Ram Dass coming this way proves it to me. Remember, he knows where the treasure's hidden. Well, come on, Ali, Chandra.
Aye, my friend.
There, Bahadur. Beyond that little hill, the trail bends. Beyond the bend on the low ledge is the mouth of the Cave of a Thousand Winds.
What's off the trail, then?
A little way only. It lies at the end of a cup-like depression.
Well, you speak as though you'd been there.
Nay, Sahib. Never. I have been told so.
Well, we'll dismount here and go on afoot. You stay with the horses while Ali and I do the investigating. Come
on, Ali. Beware, Sahib. Do not approach the mouth of the caves.
Never mind us. You stay here. If we're not back in an hour or so, return to camp and report to Dolo Rao.
Hearing and obeying, Bahadur.
Let's go, Ali.
Yes, Kasi.
The most logical place in the country to bury treasure, Ali. Nana Sahib was a wise old coot. He knew the superstitions about that cave.
Hey, take it easy. Look up there on the cliffs.
The reflections of fire.
Yeah, beyond this little ridge. Ram Dass, probably.
Look, Kasi, a camp down there, with horses ready saddled, tethered near the fire.
Not a soul in sight. Look up there just beyond the fire on that ledge. The opening to a cave, isn't it?
Aye, the Cave of a Thousand Winds.
Probably. Let's see if we can't work our way around this rim and get close enough to have a look inside the cave. It's likely the men we're after are in there.
Strange indeed that a man as intelligent as Ram Dass will leave his camp unprotected, with no guard covering the trail.
Like Nana Sahib, he's counting on the native superstitions. He doesn't expect to be followed. Here we are. Go easy now. All men are probably somewhere inside.
But the wind in the caves, it is a sinister warning note, Kasi. It hath the sound of dead voices, and I like it not. Let us go no further.
Ali, have you ever heard dead voices? Don't let the tales of these hillmen get you down. Come on, we'll go in a little way.
It is not that I fear the sound of wind, Habib, nor the childish legends of the Nepalese. Voila, let us go in then.
Dark as Lot's pocket, eh? Can't make a light, though. Anyone inside would see it. Keep your gun handy. And your nerve.
Truly the abode of evil spirits, Habib. It is no place for the living.
Just a little further, and I think...
Welcome, Smith Sahib, to the Cave of the Thousand Winds.
But where is he, Habib?
I don't know. Close, and apparently he can see. His voice sounds
like... Lay aside your weapons. Drop them to the floor. Then we shall have light.
All right. Toss your gun out there, Ali. It's no good to you now. There you are, Ram Dass.
You are wise, Sahib. Light the torches, Kerman.
Walked right into his trap, Ali. We're nicely sewed up. All right, Ram Dass, you've got us. What now?
If the Sahib will come this way, he will see something he has traveled many miles to see. There, Sahib, in that niche in the wall.
By the beard of Muhammad. Bags, chests, the treasure of Nana Sahib.
Great Scott. A king's ransom.
The ransom of many kings, Sahib. The chests alone, when opened, will disclose jewels valuable enough to buy even the Nizam of Hyderabad. Ram Dass is now the richest man in all India.
You've examined the contents of these bags and chests?
When I have carried the treasure to a safe place, I shall examine it at my leisure. It is unfortunate that the Sahib will not be alive to examine it with me.
Yes, it is. What are your intentions toward us, if I may ask?
You will be treated as guests, Sahib. Come, my children. Find the hands of these two and bring them to the campfire. A little amusement, Sahib, for my men at your expense before we return you to the Rani Lakshmini as a warning not to interfere with the plans of Ram Dass.